the name of Jesus. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, a voice from the cloud was heard, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Coming down from the mountain, however, the Lord found unbelief among the people and said, "O faithless and perverse generation." So it happened with Moses and the people of Israel. After Yahweh gave a covenant with the sprinkling of the sacrificial blood, Moses was away from the people for 40 days and 40 nights. He was on the Mount Sinai receiving instructions on the divine service, the tabernacle, the priesthood, and sacrificial services. Yahweh gave the mandate and institution of the divine service even before the Christ was incarnated, so that when the Christ was not incarnated yet, people may have the way of forgiveness of sins. But when Moses descended from the mountain, he found devastating idol worship of the golden calf. Aaron, whose ordination as a high priest was being instituted at the top of the mountain, also fell with the people of God. He proclaimed, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." Moreover, he built an altar and led the people to hold burnt offering and peace offering, exactly the same as the Lord's gift of the divine service. They not only imitated the sacrificial services of the Lord, but even further, they had sacrificed food. The people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. So truly a shameful apostasy from Yahweh here. Moses' anger burnt up and he threw down the tables of the covenant and broke them at the foot of the mountain as a sign that Israel had broken the covenant. He then proceeded to the destruction of the idol. He crushed it completely and made them drink it in the waters of testing, so that all who had lived to worship the golden calf would die by drinking it. On that day, 3,000 people were killed, a consequence of Israel not for listening to Yahweh. A problem arose when there was a refusal of the gifts that the Lord was giving. People refused to live in the covenant that was given to them with the sprinkling of the blood. They replaced Yahweh with a golden calf. They made the Lord remote and passive. St. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 10, cites this incident in order to draw a warning and instruction for the church. What was that warning? Well, we know the context of 1 Corinthians 10 and 11. Paul says, "You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and cup of the demons. You cannot partake the table of the Lord and the table of demons." Such diversions of two kinds of communion goes into another contrast that Paul speaks. To idion dipnon and to kyriakon dipnon, their own supper and the Lord's supper. Those who eat and drink the body and the blood of the Lord unworthily, that is, without discerning the Lord's body and blood, and without believing that they are given out for you and the forgiveness of sins, are answerable to the body and blood of the Lord. Here too, a problem arises when there is a refusal of the gifts that the Lord is giving. Some Corinthians had made the Lord's Supper in the church into their own supper at their kitchen table. Jesus was no longer there to give his gifts. He was made remote and passive. As we celebrate the season of Lent, Israel's sin and its consequence invite us to reflect on our Lenten journey. One way of testing how Lent is going with you is to ask, whether you are talking about yourself or whether you are talking about Jesus. The Lenten gradual exhorts us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Does this Lent draw you closer to yourself, or does this Lent draw you closer to your Lord? I'm sure not many of us are interested in some trivial pietistic things such as polishing ourselves or giving up chocolate or beer or cigar. After all, Christian life is meant to be lawlessness. Some of us may want to meditate the suffering of Christ, having been influenced by the newly released Passion movie, and to talk about how my faith has deepened or matured. But then we are still talking about ourselves. There was unbelief at the foot of the mountain of Transfiguration, at the foot of the mountain, Mount Sinai, when people fixed their eyes not on the Lord, but on themselves. So it goes with us. When we descend from the Mount of CTS, the chapel, into our daily life, we know what happens in our hearts, in our lips, and in our hands. Instead of following Jesus in the Lenten journey, in his road to Calvary, we attempt to have him turn aside from that road. Our Lord is a holy God, the God who suffers himself to be rejected. But when we try to reject him, get rid of him, and kill him, it is not God who perishes. And yet he is a God who does not use compulsion with us. He gives us what we choose in our sin and does not rescue us by compulsion, but rescues us the Lamb of God way, the Calvary way. He has done it all. He has answered for all your sins, but that doesn't count if you hold your sins back from him and attempt to deal with them yourself. I will hang on to some of my sins, and I like them very much. We cannot play games like that with Jesus. To hold anything outside his forgiveness is to take your sins back from him and say, I will answer them for myself. So Lent is the time when we are drawn closer to Jesus, and the closer we get to him, the more we realize what doesn't fit, what doesn't go along with him. He pushes some things out of our lives as he fills with forgiveness, and the love that his forgiveness come to us, which does not have any compulsion about it. You are not loved as much as you deserve or as much as you earned, but as much as he thinks you are worth going through Calvary for. We heard that Aaron also sinned against Yahweh and denied him. He was unfit for the office of the high priest. Nevertheless, he was put into the office by grace. So also, in spite of our sinfulness, he will put you, God willing, into the office of the holy ministry. He will call you and he will ordain you, not because of your own worthiness, not because of your achievement, but purely as an act of unmerited gift. So as we celebrate this Lent, let us not refuse the gift that the Lord is giving, but let us fix our eyes on Jesus, let us listen to him, and continue to enjoy receiving his gifts. People of Israel died by drinking of the golden calf, but we get to be enlivened by drinking of the cup of the Lord's blood. Amen.